Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike to tell you along with Charlie Long handling things behind the scenes in studio. We have with us Steve Geller and also the Cajun Cannon himself, Bobby Hebert. The last OTA sessions, the gang is all here today. So, Bob, I'll throw it right off the bat to you. From everything I've been able to read and hear, another real strong outing by Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, I think they both have done well. I mean, no one's winning the job now. But you look at Spencer Rattler, you look at Shuck. I mean, this is the only thing I say. To me, it's been even. From past history, I think you would tend to go with the quarterback who you really wanted. So I think Spencer Rattler has to really beat out Tyler Shuck. So what I mean by that, if it's even, I think they're going with Tyler Shuck. Now, if it's hands down, well, no, you got to give Spencer Rattler the job. I can tell you a story that happened to me. I'm at Northwestern State University. I'm from the Bayou. I'm up in North Louisiana. A.L. Williams, they promised Eric Barkley, if he transferred from Louisiana Tech to Northwestern, he'll be the quarterback. Well, shoot, I went 20 practices against him. I won 18 out of the 20. So they almost had to play me. So even though that was their guy. So I think that's in the history of football, that's always the case.
Right, it's what you do on the field.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what promises you've been given.
Yes, and you're being evaluated every pass, every practice, the preseason games. We got to see, because we know Spencer Rattler can extend plays with his legs and ad-lib there. And I'm interested to see Tyler Shuck given an opportunity when they really could tackle. But, Mike, I would say like this, they both made plays through touchdowns. But, you know, we get intrigued when you're watching these kind of practices because it's 7-on-7. There's no team where you actually could see them competing. But, you know, it's something about the long ball. Oh, buddy, you see that bomb? You know, to Rashid Shaheed or something?
Right.
Well, there was none of that because you're in the red zone. Like, the most impressive pass, like the play of the day, was a 17-18-yarder from Spencer Rattler to Chris Olave. So I looked at that. Now I wrote this down. That's a touchdown whether they have a defensive line or not. Because the timing of it, you could see how the ball came out. And then Tyler Shuck had a pass to Juwan Johnson, a sail route. That touchdown would have been about 12 yards. So really, there was like two plays that I looked at, like to Juwan Johnson and Chris Olave, and says, well, that's a legit touchdown. And then all they're checking it down because, you know, the defense is always trying to keep the ball in front of them in the red zone. You come up and you make the tackle, and you never say, well, they just threw it in the flat, let's say like Alvin Kamara. Oh, well, he's down right there. Well, maybe not. What if Alvin Kamara makes a miss? See, that's the kind of things you can't judge. It almost has to be a pass in the end zone to come up with a touchdown. Now, to me, Juwan Johnson over three practices, he's been consistent. But Bobby, you said, oh, he was all matter, all training camp last year. Got him for fantasy football, and he disappeared. But when you realize about Juwan Johnson, since he's been here and he's had two paydays with the Saints now, being a free agent, is that Juwan Johnson, he'll have, that's the month he needs to have for about 3 or 4 months. You know, have a whole season, you know, instead of like flashing with that 1 month. So I think under Kellen Moore, that he's going to benefit as much as anyone in the receiving core. Juwan Johnson will benefit with Kellen Moore as much as even Chris Olave or Rashid Shaheed, whoever the receiving core. So again, people might say, Bobby, I don't know. You had two strikes against you right now with Juwan Johnson. I don't know if I'm going to go with that. But I'm just saying what I observe. It seemed like every practice that we've watched, three practices, he's catching at least 3-4 passes, if not 5 or 6. So he's always in the mix. And like I said, they were working on the red zone, the 7-on-7. Rattler hit the first period. I mean, to tell you the truth, the first two practices were way more excited than today. Because, again, it wasn't like the long ball and all that, and you see the athletic plays, because it was, red zone. And the defense, they made a couple of plays, but Isaac Yiadom, I don't know, the ball hit him in the chest. How about you intercept it?
That was rough.
Boy, that would really, you want to talk about stopping a drive, that's the worst kind of turnover when you're getting ready to score and you don't. And not only did you stop the opponent, don't give him a touchdown, force a field goal. No, we got a takeaway. Boy, talk about flip the script. Well, no, then you drop the interception, and in theory, they can still get points. Maybe guys, another down or kick a field goal or something.
Guys, I'm asking both of you this because this intrigues me, because I think he won't be your starting running back, but he'll be part of the rotation. In watching Devin Neal, how well does he catch the football coming out of the backfield?
Well, all the running backs have caught the ball well, but it's not, they're wide open. Well, hell yeah, you should catch it. They don't look spastic. Right. They don't look like they're fighting the ball. You know, Mike, you could say like, that's definitely a running back that's here because he can run. No, you see complete running backs. Now, the one thing, like Kellen Moore said, was probably the hardest thing for a running back is knowing what the hell you're doing all the time. What I mean by that is not
– block.
Yeah, to block. And I'm talking about not run blocking, pass blocking, and all the different stunts. And what's your assignment? You know, I always say there's no dumb football players in the NFL. I said on offense, you can't be dumb or you can't play. Defense, if you can rush the passer, you can know about five things. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. But as far as the running backs, no, you got to know where all the protection and how it changes. You might break the huddle one way, and then all of a sudden it changes right before the snap of the ball, and then you got to block somebody else. So you have to almost know as a running back, if you're on top of your game, and Alvin Kamara was always really smart with this, Mark Ingram was outstanding,
yep.
Is that you have to know who the offensive line's blocking. Not just, I know who I got. No, because that could change. So that's the biggest challenge, I'd say, college running backs coming to pros is, okay, we got you in the game. You want to be an every down back, first, second, third down. Oh, now it's 2nd and 9. Obviously, that's a passing down or a third down. Usually, that's a passing down. If you want to play a lot or get more reps, then we got to trust you as a pass protector. Not so much in the route because that's a lot of instincts. So that's the challenge to me, I think, with the young running backs, and you're going to see that more in training camp. You're not even going to see that now, even in the next week with mini camp. But then when they're doing different stunts and they're practicing, because you can't take one false step. You know who was unbelievable and could play, but they could have even played more? What was two guys? Kyrie Robinson and Chris Ivory. Remember, they ran like they were possessed. They were animalistic. They could knock a snot bubble, run you over, and then could run around you. A lot of times, they Sean Payton and Drew, they cannot trust them in pass protection because they would take one false step, and you think you can recover, but the NFL is too fast.
That was something, actually, back with Juwan Johnson, that Kellen Moore praised him today for his willingness to be a blocker.
Yes, his willingness to be a blocker, so he should. He goes, okay, them receiver days are open.
Right.
Over. Yeah, so now I have to try and be that complete tight end. Can I maybe look at Foster Moreau, what he's done to be more a complete tight end?
A guy that Kellen Moore said he loves.
Yeah, no, because his attitude, his leadership, that all comes into play in the locker room and the veteran that he is. Now, Juwan Johnson might have the lead as a pass receiving tight end, but then what if we count on you to set the edge and block? Are you getting whooped? Are you winning? So that's where Fausto would have the edge on him there. Like in their first drill, they had, Kevin Austin Jr., you know, you want a big receiver. He caught a touchdown. Nothing exceptional, but he's like 6'2", 200 pounds. Isaac Yadam, I wrote a couple of notes on him. Good pass defense. Holly broke up earlier, but then he dropped the pick. And the pick that he dropped, the receiver that was targeted was Bub Means on the back of the end zone.
Right.
And then Charlie and Steve, help me out with this last name from Middle Tennessee State. Trevion Fuellen. That sounds good. Well, Fuellen.
That sounds good.
Now, talk about looked apart. A cornerback, 6'2", 210 pounds. Whoa. Now, he tipped the ball up, broke it up, and then Isaac Yadam hit him in the chest, and they end up dropping it. Those are the kind of plays, defensive plays, you have to make in the red zone. Jordan Howland, you know, I've been on Jordan Howland a lot. He's going into his third season out of Minnesota. A good pass defense on Cedric Wilson Jr. Another big receiver. Here's an 8-year veteran. You know, last he was with the Dolphins, but he's from Boise State, so you know that Boise State connection there. Outstanding play by Jordan Howland. That he broke up the pass, but I don't think Cedric Wilson, even if he'd have caught it, he wouldn't have had 2 feet in. And I mentioned about Juwan Johnson and Chris Olave on their touchdown passes. But the one thing, and I was telling Steve this, Mike, the one thing I've noticed for 3 practices is how organized the team is. And Bobby, what does that mean? I'm going to tell you what it means. Because I've been on, first time, put it this way, Kellen Moore's the youngest NFL coach. He looks like he's been a head coach at the NFL level before.
Not much downtime, you're saying.
And he's never been. No. How they go from drill to drill, how the coaches seem like they've coached together for 10 years. It don't seem like their first rodeo. You know, get your ass back in the huddle. In other words, they look so organized. It's like, whoa, we all just put this coaching staff together. And you have new players, how crisp it is, how they go from drill to drill. I don't care if it's special teams, offense, defense, whatever they're doing. No, it doesn't look like, you know how, because the NFL had, I think they still have this, Mike, where if you're a new coach, like you get to go to training camp earlier.
Yeah.
Or you have more off-season, maybe OTAs, or you can have a longer, more practice period to get acclimated and all that. Well, the Saints don't need that. But we ready to roll. I'm just telling you, that's the first thing. How you get in and out the huddle, and then the mental bus. Like, damn, that guy's wide open. How can he be that open? You know, it seems like they're knowing what to do. Now, it depends who's doing it from a physical standpoint, if you're winning or losing. But as far as how organized the team is, no, it looks like a veteran team. I'd say even more than when Dennis Allen was first here, and Kubiak and all that.
See, to me, Bobby, I felt like Dennis Allen was always doing it Sean Payton's way instead of Dennis Allen's way.
Well, but Sean Payton, I would say Sean Payton, when he first came on board in 2006.
Didn't look as clean.
No way. Not nearly as clean as it does right now. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. I remember Sean hollering, even
to the
Dennis
NFC
Allen.
Championship we
Yeah, get back in the huddle. Do it over again.
Do it again.
Yeah, you don't know the snap count, stuff. No, you don't see stuff like that. So that should be a good thing. I'm just saying you cannot notice that Kellen Moore is a first-time head coach and the youngest head coach in the NFL, and the whole staff seem, like I said, they seem like they've been together for a decade. It looks like a well-oiled machine right now.
That's good news to hear. Guys, we'll take a break, and one of the things I'll bring up to you when we come back is it's almost like on cue. Jeff Duncan and I were talking about this, about Alante Taylor, and about how I think he's going to be a key part of this defense because of the fact he's going to play outside corner, first, second down, and play in the nickel on the third down, because now top receivers, they play in the slot on third down, and Brandon Staley told him, hey, listen, I'm not having a $5 million guy go up against a $30 million receiver. So we'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long, Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon, and back to Bobby's bookmarks here. But, Bob, I brought up to you about Alante Taylor. It was almost a situation where on draft night, Alante comes talk to us and says, they're going to use me the same way they used Jalen Ramsey with the Rams. And you could understand that because of the fact Brandon Staley was the defensive coordinator there when Ramsey was on that football team. And when I brought it up to Jeff Duncan, he laughed. He was like, Mike, that's exactly what Brandon Staley told me. And he used the comment, I am not going to have a $5 million player going up against a $30 million receiver on third and short. I've got to be able to match up. And also, I'll get it from both of you. Taylor's ability to rush the quarterback, and we've seen it.
Oh, he,
not
he,
only
he
from
gets
the
sacked.
Edge, but
he
inside.
Gets
he gets sacked. So
and
I'll
finishes.
Ask both of you about it. Yes.
Well, and he finishes, Mike. Nice. Oh, that was a quarterback hurry or quarterback pressure. No. Off the top of my head, I want to say, didn't he have four sacks? Well, if you can get that from a DB position, four or five sacks a year, that's getting it done. So can you finish? Not just put pressure. But the only thing about with Alante Taylor, Mike, and you mentioned this. Okay, if I'm your guy, if I'm the new Marshawn Lattimore in a Saints uniform, I'll do whatever the team wants, but you got to pay me like an outside corner. You can't pay me like no slide corner. You know how you want a hometown discount and all that? So if Alante Taylor kicks ass and he does whatever the team wants, whether it's outside or inside, and he's amongst the best, you know, because you got to start somewhere, and he's going to be playing with a lot of confidence because he's the man right now. Kool-Aid, we just want him to be a legit starter, Kool-Aid McKinstry. But Alante Taylor, no, we don't have Marshawn Lattimore. He's with the Commanders. Paulson Adebo's with the Giants. So Alante Taylor, you the guy. You the leader in that room.
Just like that.
So what are you going to do? So you want to get paid like an outside corner? Well, help us whenever, whether you're on the inside or outside, or you blitzing when we're sending you and being that all-around cornerback. No, that's how You could see the value he is to the team just by performing that way. But, Mike, I wanted to ask you this. What – because I still think, like, and the jury's still out, because you never know about injuries and neck injuries, Asante Samuel. I mean, listen, I would love to have a veteran like Asante Samuel Jr. On the team. He's only 25 years of age. But then he had the lingering stinger that forced him to miss 13 games last season. But like I said, a productive NFL starter throughout his career. So I'd be a lot more confident if we can land that kind of guy. But once the whole NFL knows that his stinger, his neck's all right, then I know there's a market. There's probably four, five, six teams that want him. So, Mike, what's the latest? You think that's a training camp August type thing with Asante or what?
I think that may be a late June, early July, because you would want that done before you go to training camp. If I'm his agent, I tell him, hey, listen, let's gamble on ourselves here.
Yeah,
let's
I believe
do it on a one-year deal. 1 year. Let's get upfront money, do it on a one-year deal, and then we can throw ourselves back on the market and we healthy.
It's kind of like with Chase Young.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. The exact same situation.
That's basically what I had read about Asante Samuel Jr. is that he was going to get another, you know, evaluation from his doctors in July. So I would definitely think, like Mike was saying, July or August, you know, before camp kicks off, that something gets done with him, wherever it is.
Well, and you know, okay, well, Bobby, that can't be the only veteran, you know, supply and demand. There's not too many out there.
Now, no.
These are...
It's like trying to find a pass rusher.
The Picayune had this way back. I'd save this. Mike, I want you to comment on this because you know all these players. Rasul Douglas, okay? He turned 30 years old. He will turn 30 this August. And he had a rough season with the Bills.
He did not play well last year.
Yeah, but from 2021 to 23, this is think about this. What have you done for me lately? That's the perfect example. He didn't play well last year, but maybe he turns around. You know, from 21 to 23, he picked off 14 passes and returned three of them for a touchdown. Yeah. Well, what if you just get half of that? So what if you had came in a Saints uniform, all of a sudden you have five, six, seven picks, and you return one for a touchdown? So somebody, to me, is going to have to give, I don't know, just because what he did. That wasn't that long ago, 21, 22, 23, even though he struggled with the Bills, I would say see where he ends up. And then Kendall Fuller. He had signed a $15 million free agent contract with the Dolphins last season, and then the Dolphins released him in February. But he has, again, experience both as a slot and outside corner. So that's another one. Kendall Fuller, you know who's the ultimate, like, poor man's, like, more you could do? Is Ugo Amadi. He's going into his 7 year from Oregon. They have him at 5'9", 200 pounds. He looks about 5'8", 5'7".
I know. We were standing on the sideline today, Ken. I was like, man, we were towering over him.
And he hangs in there. He's on plug and play. He's not overwhelmed. He's not intimidated. You know, not so much outside corner, but he's played in a slot.
Right.
He's played safety. So all I know is there's opposing quarterback. And whether it's Kyler Murray, the week one against the Cardinals, whoever we play in, that, and I've been there. That you're trying to attack the weakest link. You never want to be that cornerback. I remember I told you that story before, Charles Demery from UNLV. Okay, who is Charles Demery guarding? It didn't matter if they were blitzing or not blitzing. Who is he guarding? You know, because certain teams want to play more man than zone, whatever. Whoever is guarding, no, you're going to complete 90% of your passes, and you will burn them. I never forget that. Going against the Saints, I never forget this. Alex Molden, look where he was drafted, first round out of Oregon. Man, who he's guarding? I'm throwing, we run in the run and shoot. Who's Alex Molden guard? I'm going to attack him. And it's amazing how when you play the percentages, how it works out. So whoever it is in the Saints secondary, you do not want to be that weak link. Because, boy, you better be mentally tough because you'll be so discouraged that you're going to be, being picked on week in and week out.
Talk about
guys,
the secondary.
Guys, didn't we see this last year as soon as Kool-Aid hit the lineup?
Oh, yeah.
They were like, oh, I'm going after the rookie. I'm testing him. And you saw it. And I'll ask both of you this question. I've seen it that Quincy Riley hit the field for
the first
time.
That's what I was going to bring up, Mike. Yeah.
Well, we need him to. I mean, we were all excited when they drafted him. Looking at opportunity, Quincy Riley, fourth round, I think the value there was there, Mike. You can comment more on that.
Yeah, he finally got to do some individual drills finally today.
Yeah, now he's going into this season, obviously, with a little experience. The least experienced guy in the room, but the potential's there. That if you look at it, this to show you how desperate we are in that cornerback room right now. The only returning corners from last year's team who played at least 200 defensive snaps are Alante Taylor and Kool-Aid McKinstry. And then, you know, I'm telling you who they're counting on, and the coach trusts them because they were together with the 49ers, even though he was an advisor, is the D coordinator, Isaac Yiadom. They trust Isaac Yiadom, and now he's going to the 8 year. From I think he's from Ghana. He's from Africa. Went to Boston College.
Boston College.
Yeah. That Isaac Yiadom played well with the Saints in 2023 when they plugged and played him. Now, you know who else that had outstanding training camp, Mike? Rico Payton. Remember
Big
Pittsburgh
fan of
State. Yeah. So that's why it'd be interesting to see the competition in training camp. And we mentioned Travion Fluellen. But if you look at Rico Payton, Rajon Wright, and Fluellen, they have a combined 21 career of snaps. And you're going to throw them out there? Well, I can guarantee you with the opposing offense, according to the game plan, what they're doing, they're going to see if you're going to grow up in a hurry. Are they going to humble you? Are you going to give up the ghost? So that's why, again, the best pass coverage, pass rush. But you know what? Oh, we can rush the passer, but you know what we have to do first? To be able to be rewarded to rush the passer, you got to stop the freaking run. Yeah. Well, but what if teams are getting 5 yards a run against the Saints?
I'm still haunted by Amir Abdullah.
Abdullah had a Hall of Fame game against us with the Raiders. He was like a pro football Hall of Famer. No, that's why I'm telling you. They throw now and then, but if they can run against you, we won before last.
Forget about
it. No, everyone's worried about who's the quarterback. Who's the quarterback? I'm worried about, okay, can we stop the run? And can our defense get back to where, I'm not even saying top five. Okay, can we be top 10, 12? Because, well, we fell off fast in that regard. All of a sudden, it wasn't that long ago, we were top three against the run. Then last year, we were one before last, only ahead of Carolina. No, that's he ain't winning nothing. I'm telling you, if that happens again, no, I would take the under and the over and under 5.5. If we ain't stopping the run, no, I would take the under. I'm telling you right now.
That's why I think they will try to do what they can to get Jonathan Bullard. Jonathan is never going to be a great pass rusher. At his age, come on, you know what you're getting. But one thing he has always done well, he's instinctive. Plays the run well. And he knows the 3-4 alignment.
Well, Mike, that's why I brought up to Coach Moore today. They can't evaluate the D-line right now, see if they could stop the run. And you won't know that until training camp. They signed Godshaw, who
was in the building today.
Yes, and he was outstanding with the Patriots. And I said, are you happy with the personnel we have now? And he kind of said, well, we got to kind of wait and see what's going to happen because – I'm telling you right now, even though the rule changes and everything's sexy to throw the ball around and all that, it's still, can you run the ball and can you stop the run? That's how you get the 10 wins year in and year out consistently.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 and more of Bobby's bookmarks from the OTAs right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Bobby, you want to read a text. I think some people don't understand what it is to enter the league as a rookie, and they test you. So I'll let you read that text.
Yeah, the one I was looking at, Mike, actually was, because the younger players you have, the better in theory if they work out because you don't have to pay them. Versus, when are the Saints are truly going to rebuild? Like, why do we have DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu still on the team? Okay. And this is from, 38-39. How come y'all don't talk about the pawpaws on the defense? DeMario, Honeybum, and Cam are done. Werner is always hurt. You just focus on Kool-Aid and McKinstry, the young guy. No, we want Kool-Aid to step up big time because we're counting on him. If Kool-Aid and McKinstry could turn it around and not be as handsy as Paulson Adebo, Paulson Adebo got paid by the Giants. So Kool-Aid and McKinstry, if he'd be like Paulson Adebo out of Stanford, I think that'd be a big win. Now, it depends. You want to talk about DeMario Davis. How we got to stop the run and all. I think if the D-line is better, DeMario Davis still has something left in the tank. He had 127 tackles. So what are you talking about, a pawpaw? You hit that century mark, 120-plus. You're amongst the best in the NFL. He had a couple of sacks, 5 tackles for a loss. Had an interception, quarterback hurries. Could potentially, you want that to be a sack instead of a quarterback hurry. So I'll look at that. Now, Cam Jordan, obviously not near double-digit sacks. He had 4 sacks, 6 tackles for loss, 8 quarterback hurries. Now, if you could make that 8, 9, or 10 sacks in that regard, he did have an interception. So I would say Honey Badger. I would say who's older if you only could pick one out of the three? I would say right now not DeMario Davis. I'd say it'd be a toss-up between Honey Badger and Tyrann Mathieu. Now, he had 3 interceptions. He had a couple of forced fumbles, fumble recovery. That's been throughout his career. He always has a nose for the football. But I would say it'd be Tyrann Mathieu or Cam Jordan. But DeMario Davis, to me, still has a lot left in the tank. Looking at Pete Werner, whether he's healthy or not, I'm looking. He still had 92 tackles. When people look at where we at defensively, to me, I was more concerned when it's up front of us stopping the run. It seems like that when our linebackers, you want to be able to flow sideline to sideline when you're coming up and you're supporting the run. Mike, like Brian Brzee. Brian Brzee, to me, and what he could do was outstanding. And then Terry had 7.5 sacks. That's even better than Cedric Ellis. Remember Cedric Ellis, who drafted him out of USC? He had 6.5 in a season. Then I think he played a handful of years and retired. But Brian Bazee, 7.5 sacks, 7 tackles for loss, 14 quarterback hurries. But at times you'd see him playing a little high and get knocked off the ball. There was nobody. Remember like David Onyemata and all was here, and we were occupying, and the line of scrimmage, we were winning. So therefore you played the run better. So that's what I'm concerned, whether you're 3-4 concept, 4-3, are we winning on the defensive line? And you don't think it's a major difference, but Mike, you know this, and it's monumental. You're giving up like 4.9 yards a run versus 3.9. You might say, oh, Bobby, that's only a yard. That's like huge. That if you can be under 4 yards, that means you're kicking ass. That means your defensive line is setting the tone on their offensive line. And when you're giving up 5 yards a run, again, you end up being one before last, and we're only ahead of the Panthers. So you might say you want to get rid of the older player and just put young guys in there. I think DeMario Davis and Kellen Moore realizes the leadership that he brings. Now, I don't know about the future, but on this upcoming season, no, I'm a DeMario Davis fan simply because he's a tackling machine. And you want to talk about a success story. That's one of the greatest free agent acquisitions in Saints history, getting him from the Jets out of Arkansas State. And you look at his background from Mississippi and his career. Mike, that's a player that knows how to be a pro. So to say, like, oh, we need to move on from DeMario Davis. Cam Jordan, it'd be interesting to see what's going to happen with him and Honey Badger, but I'm not ready to move on with DeMario for sure for this season.
Bob, I'll never forget, sit down, talk to Ed Reed, and he's doing his camp at Destrehan. And so he's telling me, man, he always called me Cookie. He's like, Cookie, man, my first year, you know, because I was such a good player, he said, my instincts always put me in the right place. I come into the NFL, they testing me. And he said, it's not every play, but it's like every other play. Man, they testing me. They going after me. But he said, the general public don't understand that the All-American Ed Reed now, you're just a rookie to these veteran teams, veteran quarterbacks. You're a rookie. He said, guess what? I couldn't run and I couldn't move nearly as well my last year with the Ravens. I hardly got tested. Reputation,
without a doubt. Because don't go in that direction. Even at the Dion, when he was with the Ravens at the end, when he had a bum toe, people was like, didn't you learn? Don't throw Dion's way and stuff. No, that reputation from a psychological standpoint, that all comes into play, and that's why, like with Kool-Aid, since you don't have Marshawn Lattimore, you don't have Paulson Adebo. Alante Taylor got some skins in the wall. They can say, okay, Kool-Aid, well, what are you going to do? This ain't the SEC in Alabama. Well, what are you going to do? Mike, I hope he steps up and plays well because we need him to.
Definitely need him to step up. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Guys, I'm going to ask both of you, because I've been asked on it on text, who is doing the returns in the punt kickoff return games?
Well, they're experimenting with that, Mike. And
okay.
We all know, you know, the one thing, we know Rashid Shaheed could do it, but if he's one of your top receivers, I don't know if you want him getting hurt doing that.
I think that's why the question was asked, because I think, you know, coming off the injury also, and that he's going to play a bigger part on offense,
but wait,
who could step up into that?
Yeah, but even as great as Rashid Shaheed, remember when he fumbled the damn punt in the end zone against Atlanta?
Yeah, he did.
What? I mean, you can. If you do that, you never win those type of games. Mike, when I saw that happen, I said, you got to be, come on, Rashid, we need you. You cannot be doing that. I remember when that happened. But, Mike, that'll be interesting to see.
As Taysom was also part of it.
Yeah, as training camp progresses, who's in that return game? Because I think they're counting on Rashid right now. If Chris Olave is one, he's definitely number two receiver.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 and the skipper of the LSU Tiger baseball team, Jay Johnson, at 520, right after this news break.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.